Hey, welcome to The Warrior and the Wolf. I am, as always, the Wolf, and this podcast is all about providing a safe place for you to show up authentically and help you recognize your worth and your God-given power, and we're excited to be with you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Warrior and the Wolf. I am, as always, the Warrior. Over there is
the Wolf. What's going on, everybody?
How's it going? So, tackling kind of an interesting topic today. You and I are both married to wonderful women.
We have been known to be married.
As we both say, we have both outkicked our coverage.
Oh, dude. In a profound way.
I used to tell Deanna after we got married, I was like, I'm pretty sure this is like my make-a-wish and I'm just waiting for it to end at some point. No, but we like to joke around, but in all seriousness, we keep talking about, our journeys and trying to be healthy and trying to uncover like wounds and scars and address them. Yeah. And what I've discovered, and even a strategy, encouraging kids in there.
Yeah.
How do we as men take time to heal, to go through this, to become a healthy person, but at the same time still fulfill the commitments we have inside our house, inside our marriage, with our kids?
Right. Yeah.
Which, exactly. It's not easy. It's not easy at all.
Yeah. Well, and that's the first thing that I would say is I think that a lot of times people will approach situations like this. Okay, if I just do this, if I just do this, if I just had that, if my partner did this, then this is going to be the result. And the reality of it is you brought up something there, like how my marriage looked before kids is one thing. How my marriage looked after kids is another thing. How my marriage looks with kids in school. How my marriage looks with going through a traumatic experience or what have you. I think that it's really, really easy to forget that people change, especially with circumstances. And so there's not a one size fits all. There's not a, hey, if you just do this, then you're going to be fixed and you're good to go. I think it's important to understand, at least for Jennifer and I, the work that I do is not something that she's interested in. She's made that very, very clear. She has no desire to go down the path that I have gone. Supports me 1,000% in it, and I love that.
So when you say that, excuse me, I feel like it's important to clarify. And correct me if I'm wrong. She's not interested in doing like a weekend or the work herself.
Yeah.
But she's interested in what you're doing.
Correct.
Okay.
She's grateful for the results that we're noticing because of the work, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean. And she supports me 1,000%. And that's a big deal. And I would say making sure that a connection is there in some way, shape, or form. So like, whoa, it's tough, especially after the last few weeks for us. I've been out of town and got back for 24 hours and left town again. So I haven't been terribly present. So for me, it's important. How do I best pour into her? How do I meet her where she's at? And I think the flip side of that is having the self-awareness and the vulnerability to go to her and say, I'm at 5%. I need my tank full. What do you have for me? It's not a one size fits all for us, man. Like we connect really well. We get excited about the accomplishments of our kiddos. We get excited like when Oliver will have jazz band practice and we drop him off. He's got practice for an hour and a half. We'll quick go do a date or something, grab a drink or grab a snack or something like that and just hang out together. Mm-hmm. I'm a lot.
Well, there's that.
When you talk about outkicking our coverage, it's true that I did, but I didn't realize in all the ways how. To have someone love me, accept me, and be willing to put up with all, like, you know, I want to start my own business. Okay. All right. I want to start another business. Okay. She allows me space to chase who I want to be. And she's very, very good to let me know what her intentions are. And they're not the same, like, at all. But I think knowing who she wants to be, how I can support her and who she wants to be, she does the same for me. Well, you and D.
I think it's a completely different dynamic, not better or worse, but Deanna's done some of the same similar work that we have done on the women's side, and she's very interested in, like, my therapy journey and what I'm talking about and what I'm doing and how I'm growing. So it's a little bit different dynamic, but you know, for me, and you know, kind of what I wanted to throw out there, and I get every single marriage is different. It's got to be different how people. And we said marriage is one of the most difficult things I think you'll ever do. Inside relationship.
Yeah, hands down.
You know, especially, you know, it's, you have kids, like, you love your kids. Like, everybody loves their kids, but that, you know, that's part of you. Like, for some, like, you just can't help but love your kids, right?
Yeah.
With the spouse, I feel, and this is for me, I feel like it's different. Like, I feel like there's times when it is a choice. And it's not always an easy choice. And I'm thankful for Deanna choosing to love, you know, love me through all the, you know, stuff that I've been going through. So I think that's, like, right, where my heart lies with people. It's like, hey, like, you know, we kind of pre-episode, we were talking, and it's like, okay, how do you can't just shut it off. Like, I can't just, like, be like, cool, I'm going to go to, like, some inpatient, like, intensive therapy thing for a couple months. Good luck taking care of the boys. Yeah. I'll come back when I'm healthy. And that's not a reality. So it's like, okay, how do I focus on what I need to heal to be the best possible husband, the best possible dad, and still, you know, work on the things that I need to work on?
Right. Well, and not to cut you off, it's interesting. How do I be the best husband, the best dad? What I have found is when I love our kiddos well, that's something that fills Jen's cup.
That makes sense. But my question is, that's great. Yeah. And I don't disagree with you. And that helps, you know, in our house too. But for somebody who's dealing, like, somebody like me, like, how would you tell somebody like me who's dealing with horrible trauma from their past and they're trying to dig through this and it's only bringing up bad emotions? How does that person stay connected? How do you stay, like, how do you not completely just disconnect and be like, you know what? I'm going to work on myself. I'll get back to you when I'm done.
Well, I mean, you alluded to it, right? You're like, it's a choice. And there's times that, thank God, Jennifer doesn't see it as a choice. She's like, I have to stay with this moron. This is what I have to do this. But when you talk about choices, I judge that in your therapy journey, in answering your question specifically, or if anybody else has the same question as you, there's probably some stuff that you unearthed that even Dee didn't know about you. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, okay, so this is a new part of my husband or spouse or partner, whoever we're talking about. How do I love that person? Like, that part of you is not the definition of you. Right. So, you like the avalanche, but that's not the only thing about you. Right. Yeah. You like the Broncos, but that's not the only thing about you. And so it's, as you go on this therapy journey, this is a new part. I would equate it to me specifically over the last 6 years as I have started this journey in the crucible. I'm a different man than I was 6 years ago. Okay, so now there's a new part of this person to love. There's an evolution, right? And I think that that's where there's a lot of disconnect when it comes to relationships. or wedded bliss, as the case may be. I think, oh, well, you're not the person I married. Well, yeah, no shit. Mm-hmm. Right? I want you to come on this journey with me. And so we've just come to a point where Jen's my adventure partner. I don't want to do any journey without her. And so it sounds like that's what Dee has decided. You are her journey partner.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is now part of our journey together. Great. How do I meet you where you, because, you know, I have to believe that you've unpacked some gnarly shit over the course of the last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And again, back to your conversation of a choice, she has chosen, I'm going to go down this journey with, like, because the big choice, right? The 30,000 foot choice is Aaron is my human.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
bring it down 100%. To a micro level. Oh, well, my human has this going on in his world or had this going on in his world. So how do I love that part of it? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it makes total sense. It makes total sense. So to kind of go into this a little further. So I've had men confide in me and they're like, I'm trying to work through this and I've had a really hard day.
Okay.
Right. And I'm really working through this trauma and I went to therapy and I'm just really sad. I'm really depressed. I'm working through this, but I come home and my wife's like, the kids have been a pain. I've had fires at work all day. How, you know, the house is a mess, whatever it is. And he's like, so all of a sudden I have to be on and in husband and dad mode.
Mm.
So saying, so the journey's not really worth it because I don't actually get time to work on it. And, you know, they say, screw it. And I'm just not going to, you know, I'll work on it when the kids are gone or, you know, she's not going to let me work on this.
Right.
So my hope behind this is to give somewhat of a strategy or somewhat of some kind of tips or help or something, you know, through our journeys and what we've done is like, here's how you stay in the game. Like, for me, for my strategy was when I would go to like therapy in the afternoon and I would uncover some of that gnarly stuff, right? I would uncover stuff that I had forgotten about or repressed or whatever it is. You know, there was conversations with like Deanna's like, hey, I need some time when I come home to decompress or talk to you about this. Or so I think for me it was having a conversation and some understanding because I feel like it can be a real discouragement and a hindrance, especially to a lot of men. We're just like, you know what? It's just not worth working on it because if I take time for myself, then I'm taking time away from my wife and time with my kids and I don't have enough time. Mm-hmm. So I guess I want to be like, hey, there can be a balance. You can work on this relationship and yourself at the same time. And real quick, I know you got something on the tip of your tongue, but, and we were talking about this earlier, like for me, I wanted all of it fixed at the same time.
Yeah.
I wanted the relationship with my wife, with my kids, with my parents, with my family, and like, cool, I'm working on it. Okay. We're all good now. It shit does not work that way.
Right.
And I have come to that realization. It's cool. I've started working on myself and at the same time, what is the most important relationship to work on in that this aspect. And for me, it was with Deanna, with my wife.
Yeah.
And then now it's with the boys or with my family. So just trying to offer some encouragement to anybody that's listening is like, cool. Like I want to be like, you know, I'll never be like us, but be like us in the sense of like, you can do both. It's not an insurmountable task.
I think that speaks to the evolution though, Aaron, right? Like, I mean, that's the, like, all right. This is what happens with me. Like, okay, I'm in good space with Jen. I'm going to dip my toe in getting this over here better. Right. And oddly enough, sometimes the spouse, the kids, the family overall, it all does work together. And sometimes it doesn't, but that's part of the evolution. Ah, I'm discovering this is how I can best serve Dina or meet Dina or what I want from Deanna, right? So I'm there. And now this is how I'm going to serve the boys and I want to work on this. I think that's part of the evolution because for me, one of the things that I just couldn't get my head wrapped around was there's something inherently wrong with me. Why don't I do the things that I want to do? And then I realized, oh, this is how I do them. Well, once I know how to do them, back to your choice conversation, if I choose not to do those things, that's mine. I have to own that. But if I know something about me that's going to make me better, what's the next version of that? Okay, so what's the next version of that? And you said something that stuck with me, and what was on the tip of my tongue was, it's not worth it right now. I'll just wait. And if there's any more detrimental message a man can take, I take that back, that I can take on in my marriage, it's that I'm not worth the time, or that somebody else, how somebody else feels is more important, or making sure that the house is a certain way, or this, that it's more important than how I feel. Nah, that's not true. Now, I do walk into chaos on occasion, 1,000%. Hey, Jay, don't let me forget. I wanted to talk to you about something. I had kind of something happen today that I wanted to work through with you. And now this is a more important, this has to happen. But I don't want to kick the can on my concern.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And I think that's what I, especially, you know, a lot of people in my personal circle, you know, I know a lot of dads with young kids, and it's like, you sometimes you don't have the option to just check out for a time, right? You can't.
Correct.
So I agree with you. Like, it's about taking time and saying you're worth it. You're worth the time. You're worth the energy. And this is going to be maybe a little controversial, and see how you push back. But I think sometimes men, especially in this work, can use that as an excuse. And they can be like, well, I am worth it, and I'm going to take this time away. I don't care that you've had a bad day, or that the kids are tearing the house up, and that you need a break.
Yeah.
I think we need to be careful, especially, I'll speak for me. I need to be careful that I don't use that as a weapon. It's like, well, I'm trying to better myself, so you need to give me this space so I can go out of town on a golf trip or whatever it might be.
Right.
And leave you completely hanging.
Actually, not all that controversial. I have a tendency to agree with you. But there again, I think, you know, with gaslighting and manipulation and everything else, almost anything could be weaponized. And that's where I believe the self-awareness comes in. It's like, so if you're going, like, I want to be the kind of man that shows up. Hey, I have a concern, but I also see right now, this is where our focus needs to be. I think I judge that if I were to show up and say, well, what I have going is more important, one of two things should happen. Number one, it really should be, and everyone around me should agree on it, Jen and the boys, right? Because, you know, maybe it is that bad. Maybe it is that traumatic, and we just shift entirely. Or it's on me to realize, ooh, I'm being selfish in this moment. Where I'm at, I definitely want to address it in an effort to be better. But I also see that I'm not going to get better if it's addressed right this second. There's something else going on. It's prioritizing, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh, that's huge.
And that comes back to self-awareness.
Yeah, it does. And I think it also, I mean, I talk about the excuses. Like, if you say, well, I don't have time to really work on myself, like I work 12 hours a day, or I work, you know, whatever it might be, you know, you start asking me, like, well, cool, how much time did you spend watching Netflix or scrolling through your phone? Because the amount of time, I think somebody said something, like you spend like 7 years of your life scrolling through the phone on social medias. 7 years. So
I'm in the process of reading The Art of Impossible. It's
very
neuroscience, neurobiological, all that good stuff.
Work.
And the author said something that is just beyond profound to me. you have one life to live. You're going to spend one third of it asleep. How are you going to spend the other two thirds? And I'm like, oh. And for a fellow like me, who's just a touch older than you, like, if I am at halftime, which I do believe that I am at this age, I'm at halftime. I've got a whole other half to play. How do I want to take advantage of that? Do I want to take advantage of it by scrolling through the phone? I do. I believe it's self-awareness. And like I said, I think for me, when it comes to Jen, and I always include the boys when I talk about Jen because it's part and parcel, but there are days, and the old cliche is, it's never 50-50. It's 90-10 or 80-20 or whatever that looks like. It's important to read the room. Who needs that 80? And it's even more important when that room is red, I don't have the 80 to give. Can we do 60-40? Because
it's tough, man. I think setting expectations too and having a conversation, like, so many, I was so afraid of having these conversations and feel like, hey, here's something I'm working through right now. So over the next however long course of the couple months, like, I'm going to need maybe a little bit of extra grace.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think part of becoming a healthy man or a healthy husband is also realizing that, yes, I am worth it. I am worth healing. But I've also made a commitment to, in my life, three other people to be there for them when they're going through stuff too. So like you said, hey, I'll be here. Like, I got 60% to give you right now. So I'm not going to completely dismiss you. I'll give you everything I can. And if it doesn't get resolved, maybe we revisit it. I think, but conversations are the most important thing. I think setting expectations and for me, like, unspoken expectations in marriages and relationships are just killers.
Well, and I want to iterate too, back to your controversial question, which I thought was actually really, really good, which probably surprises you because we don't always see eye to eye. But let's say, well, what I have to bring is more important. Okay. Well, in that space, what's the message that the other, in your case, three people, what's the message they might take on? And if it's that you are more important than what I have to go, that's going to impact their worth. And so it's back to the conversation that you alluded to. What kind of man do I want to be? How do I want to show up? Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's the self-awareness, it's the setting expectations, not only of myself, but working through it with Jay. This is the kind of man that I want to be. Okay. Well, why?
Yeah.
Like, she'll prod. And I think that having those conversations, as you said, and setting those expectations, if we're on the same page, man, I love it. I love being on the same page. Like that accountability thing we were talking about earlier. Hey, I thought you said you wanted to do this. Oh, crap. I can't believe I messed up like that.
Yeah. And, so we're running up against our time here. So I think maybe let's this is a good pause point because I have some things to go. But yeah, we're going to press pause here on this particular episode.
We get a part two. That's what I'm talking about.
A part two. So we'll go ahead and let's do that. And then, the wizard would punish me. That sounded weird. He'd be mad if I didn't mention, our social media pages.
You will get in trouble if that's not mentioned.
You know, our Instagram, our Facebook, our...
That sweet, sweet website.
Our website. You know, we talk about it.
So, hey, for those of you who are new to the channel, number one, thanks so much for checking out. We really, really appreciate it. If you are watching on the YouTubes, it would mean a whole bunch if you hit the like button and like the content for today. And it would mean a lot if you subscribe to the channel. We'd really, really appreciate that. But if you have something for us, whether it be me or Aaron, the socials are at The Warrior and the Wolf. That's both the Instagram and the Facebook. You can email us at thewarriorandthewolf@gmail.com. And Aaron, talk to me about a website.
Oh yeah, the website. Talk about outkicking my coverage, right? Mrs. Warrior, the lovely D, she is extremely talented, extremely talented. She's very humble, so she would never brag on herself, but she's very talented when it comes to design stuff. And she put together a website that is amazing. Somehow it makes both of us look handsome. I don't know how she did that. But yes, the website is there. It's got all our contact stuff. It's kind of a one-stop shop. So we'd love for you to check it out.
And that's warriorandthewolf.com?
Thewarriorandthewolf.com.
Love it. Well, hey,
so again,
dude, I'm excited to hit the pause button, take a timeout real quick. This is a good conversation. I think it's one of those conversations that is tough, but it's going to have a lot of impact on guys out there. Like, what am I doing wrong? What's happening? And the truth is, you're not doing anything wrong. The truth is, It's just hard to do. And showing up the way that I want to all the time is just tough to do. So let's say ta-ta for right now, but excited to be back with part two very, very soon.
We'll see you guys for part two.
Thanks, y'all.